With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Pekin County's incident management team announced it will use a mobile lab to administer its coronavirus tests. Last week, the county purchased 1,000 blood tests, which look for antibodies in a finger prick. County officials said they do not have formal plans for when testing will begin or who will be eligible. The mobile lab will use an existing incident command trailer and provide a controlled environment for processing tests. The county expects to issue further updates this week. To do their part during the pandemic, Basalt-based company Two Leaves and a Bud is sending care packages of tea to healthcare facilities and nursing homes. As Alex Hager reports, they've sent out packages to over 25 places on the Western Slope.
CEO Richard Rosenfeld said in a time of uncertainty, a comforting hot drink goes a long way.
Well, who needs tea? Who could drink tea? We thought, well, healthcare facilities, senior centers, doctor's offices, people who are stuck where they are, and can use a really good cup of tea.
A lot of residents at nursing homes are considered high risk, and to stem the spread of the virus, they can't accept any visitors. Susan Thomas is the dietary director at Renew, an assisted living facility in Glenwood Springs. She's in charge of bringing residents their meals and sometimes a cup of tea. Since their families can't come through the door, she's one of their only visitors. And she says having a conversation over a cup of tea is the perfect way to connect.
I'm getting to know them. They're telling stories about their childhood or, you know, just what they enjoy. I'm learning a lot about the residents as well.
Two Leaves and a Bud has also sent care packages as far as New York and Ohio. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Mountain communities say they're still seeing droves of visitors despite stay-at-home orders. So some counties are battening down their hatches. Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
During the 1918 flu, Colorado's Gunnison County declared a quarantine against the world. Now it's basically doing it again.
We have said no visitors allowed yet.
That's Andrew Sandstrom, a spokesperson with Gunnison County Incident Command. The county is home to plenty of backcountry skiing and resorts like Crested Butte. Sandstrom says the county's population is about 16,000, but can swell by 40% during certain times of the year. He says shutting visitors out gave the county time to prepare.
So far, the impacts on our hospital have been manageable.
A nearby county, Clear Creek, followed suit. As of Saturday, no visitors are allowed on its county roads. In both cases, violating the public health order could get you a $5,000 fine or 18 months in the county jail. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rael and Bichelle.
COVID-19 patients in Colorado are disproportionately Black and Hispanic. That's according to preliminary data from the state. For example, while Latino people make up about 22% of Colorado's population, they are about 28% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Black people are about 4% of the population, but represent about 7% of the cases. Other states have seen similar rates, and the director of Colorado's public health department blames ingrained societal inequality for the disparities, including in the health system. I'm Molly Dove.